Our Lady Undoer of Knots saved my family from COVID, and in today's video, I want to talk about what she did and what happened. Now, the funny thing is that I don't really know much about this novena or this particular devotion, even though I do have a devotion to the Blessed Mother. I love the rosary, consecration, the scapular, and all these different things. But when you love someone, it's difficult to love everything about them because sometimes you just simply don't have enough time. Let me tell you the story of what happened. So first of all, my entire family has COVID. That's me and my wife and 6 kids. All of us have COVID, sick in different degrees, but praise God, we're taking medication. So we were in Mexico on a family trip and we got COVID during the trip. We didn't know that that's what it was, but we presumed because we're familiar with some of the symptoms. And then the last day came when we needed to take a test. All of us tested negative except for my wife. She tested positive. And so we began praying because this was really difficult. She was going to have to stay there an extra 5 days and I was going to have to take 6 kids with me back home. And I did not want to do that because that was going to be very complicated. And if we would have stayed in Mexico, it would have been like $200 a day to stay in the hotel. It would have been so expensive. So the lady at the hotel told us, hey, look, I'm not supposed to say this, but you can go get another test. And if that one turns out negative, we'll take it. We'll let you go and you can go back to the US. So when we looked up this clinic, right by the clinic was a church or a chapel dedicated to Our Lady Undoer of Knots. And that's not a title that I commonly refer to Our Lady. I maybe use other ones, Our Lady of Guadalupe, others, but just not that one for whatever the reason. So I remember saying, Blessed Mother, I'm going to invoke you under Our Lady Undoer of Knots. And if you get us out of this situation, I will make a video. And that's this promise being fulfilled. Now, I'm not going to tell you the history of the devotion. There's probably better videos on that. I want to explain more why all the titles, what does it all mean, and how to use them to your advantage. So this is how I understand it, and I think it's theologically on point and a very good way of looking at the Blessed Mother. So if you think of maybe like my wife, a typical woman, when you go into her closet, why does she have so many different dresses? It isn't necessarily about this or about that, but each article of clothing that she has brings out an element of who she is. It maybe brings out maybe a side of her or way that she looks or an aspect of her personality. And I think there's some reality to that with every woman, that it's not about just buying lots of clothes or anything like that. It's about bringing out parts of your personality that one piece of clothing cannot. So you need various to kind of showcase the whole person. The Blessed Mother is just like this. She is so complex and so multifaceted that one title alone could not tell us everything about her. She has a closet full of dresses and titles and privileges, each with a different purpose, with a different power, with a different use. Now, each of us will have a devotion to one or the other. And depending on the particular title, we receive certain benefits. So probably the one that I use the most is Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal. And then the next one would be Our Lady of Guadalupe. And each of those have a corresponding aspect of her that I receive benefits from. So for instance, this one, the promise of protection, signal graces, etc. The title Our Lady Undoer of Knots showcases her power in difficult situations. So if you are ever in a difficult situation, you need to ask Our Lady Undoer of Knots and invoke that title. Ask her to put on that dress. Ask her to put on that hat. Ask her to put on that power and intercede for you. Because it's nothing short of miraculous that my wife went to that place, got a negative test, and we all came home. When we came here and did the test well, here it was clear that we had COVID. So God literally saved us miraculously. Anyway, my friends, just a short video. Have a devotion to Our Lady Undoer of Knots, and if it's not a regular one, at least in times of difficulty, now you know what to invoke. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.